Hello, and welcome to this episode of What's Wellness Podcast, a place where I discuss the physical, energetic, mental, emotional, and spiritual components of wellness, as well as your healthy relationships with yourself, with one another, and with the planet. I'm your host, Alia, founder of Alia Yoga and Alia Yoga Academy teacher training and mentorship programs. And I'm so excited to share with you the amazing interviews that I have in queue, many of which I conducted in the spring of 2021. For the sake of getting these to you, I'm going to hold off on long intros and haven't yet brought back wise words or warm words of the week, but hope to again when I have a bit more time to focus on the podcast. There are a few of you who contribute financially to this show now with a monthly donation of any amount that helped me tremendously so that I'm able to provide what I hope is inspirational and educational content here. To those of you who participate in Sunshine Yoga, my weekly live virtual donation-based vinyasa style practice, and to those who contribute donations to this podcast, I want to send an extra special thank you so very much for your support. There is a link in the show notes below to support this podcast with a small monthly donation that I would love for you to take a moment to look at and see if you're inspired to contribute. Now, for a brief word about Anchor and then the conversation portion of today's episode. Thank you so much for being here, and please stay tuned. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to What's Wellness Podcast today. And I'm super excited because my good friend, Kristen Kurtz, is on the show as a special guest. Welcome, Kristen.
Hello. Thank you, Alia. I'm excited too.
And thank you so much for taking the time and bringing your excitement and enthusiasm. It's so wonderful to be connected with you, and I'm grateful to share this time. And I'd love to have you introduce yourself and let us know what's wellness look and feel like for you today.
Thank you. Yes. So my name is Kristen Kurtz. I have a coaching business, Kristen Kurtz Coaching. I help, I'm a certified health and life coach. And as Alia knows, I'm a yoga teacher too. And I help women who struggle with anxiety, lack of purpose or clarity, reconnect. And that's kind of a big word, just like the reconnecting with themselves, because I think a lot of us know our answers and we just lose sight along the way. So kind of helping people reconnect with themselves, gain the confidence so that they really can take those next steps that they may not know what they are, or they may just need a little, you know, someone else to kind of bounce it off them. I love it. It's been a journey and just a lot of years blending everything to come to where I'm at. And it all came together and it feels so good. And wellness to me is where you feel balanced in all the areas of your life. So those areas being your career, your health, relationships, some type of, you know, connection to that which is greater, or spiritual connection. Mm-hmm. And that's different for everybody. There's going to be, you know, it's our own path. We find our own way to find balance. But there are things that you can do to achieve that balance. And there are times when it might be something else. Sometimes I like to do this wheel of life. Have you heard of that? The wheel of life exercise?
I don't think so.
So I like to do that with my clients, like right in the beginning. And it's a pie chart, essentially.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And yeah, it's really cool. It's got like, you know, for example, it'll have like home environment or creativity or finances, or so it's got all these categories. And it's very interesting because sometimes you realize wow, I didn't even know I don't have joy in my life. Or it just gives people a gauge to find out where they may be lacking, and there might just not be that little bit of balance in their life in this certain section if they didn't know. So it gives people that, you know, that guidance, and then that's kind of a starting point if they don't know.
So when
but
you
that's
do
wellness
this
to me.
Pie chart, do you kind of distinguish how much energy and efforts you're putting into those different categories of your life?
Yeah, I mean, the pie chart just really can either bring an awareness to people that there were areas that they didn't even realize they weren't focusing on to create that balance, to create that wellness in their life. Or it gives us a starting point for where we want to go, because some people, they feel very overwhelmed. They feel very scattered. They feel kind of lost. And so this is a great gauge to just give you some insight. So that's, it's more of a tool, you know, just for insight and guidance.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So Kristen, how did you get started on this journey?
Well, I initially started out as a massage therapist, an esthetician, and a yoga teacher. First, I graduated from UC Santa Cruz, UCSC in Santa Cruz. And then, as you know, we moved to Hawaii. I spent a lot of years on the island of Kauai and just really diving into health and wellness as a massage therapist, esthetician, yoga teacher. I had a little spa. And a lot of this is my own personal struggles too. I had chronic back pain in my early 20s. I had anxiety attacks, which I do not wish them on anyone. I had those in my early 40s. And then my life experiences, I've had, you know, a lot of financial debt. We've struggled with things like that too. And just, so the journey started, it is a personal thing where I've always been interested in personal growth, studying the yoga sutras. We've talked about that before, like the philosophy, why we do things, incorporating them into my own personal struggles and kind of overcoming things. And then I just built the tools over years working with people. And also, you know, I have a coaching certification, so getting certified and just figuring out, I'm equally interested in obviously my own wellness, what makes me work, what makes me thrive. And I have coaches myself that help me with that too. I'm not just coaching people. I have coaches too, but also what makes others thrive. That is very exciting to me. And just figuring out what makes people work, why they work, where they're stuck, how we can help them grow too. I've always been interested in that too. So that's the journey to where I've gotten right now.
Wow, I love that. And I appreciate you sharing that about your story, because it sounds like not only do you talk the talk, but you walk the walk, and you've been through a lot of the things that you're helping guide others through and navigate. And you've come out the other side, not only accomplished and overcome something yourself, but able to help others as well.
Yeah. I mean, they say your mess is your message, you know, and people, that's what you do end up. If you overcome things, then that's what you want to go share with people. Right. You know,
yeah.
And the other acronym I love is PAIN, pay attention inward now.
Ooh.
Isn't that a good one?
That's awesome. I love that.
It's hard. It's hard to go through it. Yeah. And it's hard. I mean, this, the last thing we want to do is suffer. And we do everything to avoid it. But when you do kind of go through it, pay attention inward now. Mm-hmm. Slow down, even for a few moments each day, you get through it. And then when you get through it, you're out on the other end. And you know, a lot of people do want to share that. So
truly. Oh, that's huge. So I love little tidbits like that, little takeaways that people can incorporate into their life. What are some other simple tips or tools that you suggest for people, whether they're feeling overwhelmed or burnt out or anxious?
I mean, I think one of the biggest things that's coming to mind is just starting small. Like little small hinges swing big doors. Start small. It's so easy to get overwhelmed.
And I we all do it. Everybody can feel overwhelmed. And I think where people go wrong most of the time, and myself included, I'm not, you know, I have a fault in this too, is you go, like, for an example, someone is wanting to cut out sugar in their diet. Okay, after tomorrow, I'm never ever going to eat anything with sugar again.
Oh
No
boy.
more sugar after tomorrow. I mean, that's not going to work. That's overwhelming. Start small. If you
Right.
know that you eat a lot of, you know, you have a sweet tooth or you want to lose weight, then the best thing to do is to look at those habits. And if you've noticed that you have four, I'm making up a total example, but like four Coca-Colas a day, go down to, can you go down to two a day?
Yeah.
Okay, then once you get to two a day after a few weeks, then you could go down to one a day. Then once you go down to one a day, you know, and then you're going to replace it with something that would be enjoyable, but it's a replacement. So it's not what I don't get to have, it's what I do get to have. Oh, now I do get to experiment with, you know, coconut water or lemon water or putting cucumber in my
Yes.
water. And before they know it, they're not drinking four sodas a day. They're having delicious coconut water that they love.
Yes. Oh, what a great tool and suggestion. I love that. It's something that I incorporate in when I lead these wellness cleanses. Like I call them upgrades. Instead of having a glass of wine every night, how about a clear spirit like vodka with soda water and a squeeze of orange or lemon or lime? You know, start there and make little upgrades to your choices until, okay, now I maybe don't need alcohol with dinner. How about a nice cup of tea?
Right. And it's what you say to yourself, because it's so easy to say, I don't get to have that glass of wine. You
Yeah.
know, and the awareness, I think having the awareness that you have the glass of wine every night. Okay, so why do I need to go grab that glass of wine at 5 o'clock? Well, I've had a stressful day. It helps me unwind. It helps me relax. Okay, but do I need to have the glass of wine every day? Because actually, I've been kind of feeling like maybe every wine every day isn't good, and you know, whatever their reasons are for why they don't want to do that, it's
Yeah.
that self-awareness and that self-talk. And then, like you said, the upgrade. Well, here it is. Here's the replacement. I actually get this really cool sparkly thing that is in this great cup, and now I
Yeah.
love that, you know.
Oh, perfect. Yes. You're speaking my language with all of this around self-awareness. It's so huge because you learn about yourself and your automatic responses and responding versus reacting and just learning more about yourself, it sounds like.
Yeah. And there's this, oh my gosh, such an amazing, amazing man. He unfortunately passed away, but he's so inspirational. And I heard him at a conference speak, and was a psychologist, and his name is Dr. Sean Stevenson. If any of your listeners want to YouTube his videos, he had a lot of deformities. He was just severely deformed, but
Wow.
he was basically put on this earth to build people's self-esteem. And he talks about this. But he
Wow.
was saying that one of the keys to thriving, to live a happy life, is through self-care. And that always stayed with me too, because it is true. It comes down to these daily self-care practices as well. You need the self-awareness, but then how do you put that after you've gained the self-awareness? How do you put that into practice, into making change? It's through self-care. And then that's a whole thing that is specific to yourself and has to fit in and make sure that you're actually going to do these things. But I thought that was genius because it makes it so simple. We get really confused on how we can make ourselves feel more calmer or better. And this is something so easy. I'm going to do things that make me feel good each day.
Yes, that's a great point. And I'd love to thread that apart with you a little bit more because self-care is definitely a buzzword, as is wellness, and it can mean different things for different people. But I like to kind of
describe for oneself what that means. And so for me, when I hear about self-care, I see it on social media, I see a lot of baths or face masks or even, you know, a glass of wine or a piece of chocolate. But self-care, in my opinion, is more about how you take care of yourself, your lifestyle, your choices, and your routines. Would you agree with that?
100%. Yeah, 100%. It's can be simple little daily things that are in your routine. I have this little wake-up method that I do with people, and it's a six-week program. It's got little daily things. And honestly, what most people tell me, because this doesn't have to be an all-consuming, I'm doing things all day. Because I think that's another myth, is people feel like that's selfish, or that I have to do all these, you know, rituals, routines, all these self-involved things. No, these are simple little things.
Right.
Drinking water, the meditating. I know me and you are on the same page with that. Stretching, you know, gratitude, write down 10 things, you know, it's just, but it's also, what are you going to stick with? What do you like?
Yeah.
It can be different for everybody, but it's these little things that don't take more than 15 to 20 minutes a day, you know?
Love it. So who would be someone that would benefit from the wake up method? Is that someone who normally gets up and goes right away to work, or takes care of the kids and gets them off to school? Who would benefit from that style of coaching?
Yeah, I mean, I really think it's for people that don't have any self-care practice or don't know how to manage their time. It is set up for changing your morning routine, adding in some self-care so that you can take control of your day, which
awesome.
Ultimately does lead to you having more energy, sleeping better, feeling better, feeling more in control of what you're doing. That's kind of the ideal person who it's meant for. There's different stages in our lives. I mean, when you are busy with three kids and the mornings are kind of crazy, again, this routine is, these things do not take a lot of time. So it's, I'm a big believer, like, everybody's got that 10 to 20 minutes. And if you don't do it in the morning, you could do it at lunch. You could do it. It could easily turn into a bedtime ritual.
Yeah.
But this one is definitely designed for people that want to have more energy in their day, be a little more intentional and purposeful in their day.
Mm. That's so huge. And I used to be someone who subscribed to this idea of, I don't have time, or I don't have 20 minutes extra to do this thing. But you know what I recently started, and I thought this would be impossible, but I proved myself wrong. It is possible. I've been getting up half hour earlier and integrating some of these practices that I had kind of lost into my morning routine just by waking up half hour earlier.
Yeah. When people say, oh, I wake up at 4 or 5:30 in the morning and get my routine, that like makes me, that personally gives me heart palpitations. I'm like, I can't do that. I'm going to be stressed out, and I'm going to turn into the grump that I don't want to be, which I'm trying to not do. And so I agree with you. It's half an hour early, 20 minutes, 15 minutes. If you've got 5 minutes one morning, great, do it. Take the 5 minutes.
Exactly.
You know, then it becomes that habit, and again, it's starting small so that you don't feel overwhelmed. And then all of a sudden, you know that you did it because you feel so good with those changes. And then you want to keep going, and then you gain the confidence and you're like, okay, I feel good. I've gained the confidence. I can do it. I did it. So now I'm going to keep going.
Wonderful. I love it. And I've felt that. So what you're describing, I can totally relate to. So you have the wake up method. What other types of programs or coaching courses or otherwise do you offer?
Yes. Then I have the 90-day program. So those are for a little more of a deep dive. That's a little bit, if you really do want to dig in and
that's a lot of self-discovery. There's a lot of different tools and techniques I share in each session. It's 12 weekly sessions, so 1 hour sessions each week. And then I give them, not overwhelming, but some action steps, some homework, you know, the accountability, the support. And we just go through it through a 90-day program. So that's the other thing I offer.
I love it. I bet people really enjoy working with you.
Aw, thank you.
You're so personable. You have so much compassion and empathy, but also you clearly know what you're talking about. You've been through it yourself. It's working for you. You're helping others. And I know because I'm your friend and I love hanging out with you and sharing time and doing yoga, but I can imagine the people who go through your programs and coach with you just really love their experience and benefit greatly.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. I mean, I really, really do hold the space, and I know you do this too, for people to feel loved, to have transformation, to not feel judged, to discover themselves. I mean, that does truly, truly inspire me too, just to be in that space with people. So I hope they feel it. I mean, I hope they feel it. And I really appreciate that. That's such a sweet compliment. And I feel the same way about you, going to all of your yoga classes. I am one of your biggest fans and students, and I feel the same way.
Yeah, I've really appreciated your support and enthusiasm, encouragement. It really fills my cup. It means so much. And if it's okay with you, I'd like to share something that's on your website, a quote under services. Is that okay?
Yes, sure.
So on Kristen's website, kristenkurtzcoaching.com, which we'll link in the show notes, it says, "My dream is for everyone to feel better in their own skin, really loving what they do, where they do it, and who they do it with. Kristen helps people achieve their goals by working with them one-on-one in all the big areas of life, health, career, relationships, and purpose." That's such a great mission statement.
Aw, thank you.
I love it.
No one's ever read it out to me like that.
Oh, I just love it. It really encapsulates what you do and your passion. And it really stands out to me. I love it so much. So I want to share with people how they can get in touch with you and work with you and some of those details.
Yes. So as you mentioned, the best way probably is just to, you can reach out through the Kristen, which is K-R-I-S-T-E-N. Kurtz, K-U-R-T-Z, coaching.com. I am also on Instagram, Kristen Kurtz Coaching, and I am on LinkedIn and Facebook. But I think the best way probably is through Instagram, LinkedIn, or my website.
Well, I'm on your website. It's beautiful. And there's a tab on the top that says free. So everyone go to kristenkurtzcoaching.com and I'll link it again below in the show notes. Go to the free and take me to the free gift and check out the video, 7 Steps to Manifesting the Life You've Always Wanted. And then book a free call with Kristen and see about working together. She offers a free consultation for people. And I think everyone can benefit from the types of tools and practices that you're offering and teaching and helping people incorporate into their lives.
Thank you.
So, Kristen, is there anything else you'd like to share about who you are and what you're doing?
So I was doing these Talk It Out Tuesdays in the beginning of the pandemic and just creating a space for people to kind of this connection, calmness, confidence kind of, you know, topic, just to let people build this connection with each other and gain some tools.
Love that. Awesome. I feel like I've said love that about a dozen times in this conversation, but it's because honestly, everything that you do and have shared, I resonate with so strongly. And I love who you are and what you're doing. And I want to thank you for helping others.
Thank you. I really appreciate it too.
So Kristen, what is something that you're feeling grateful for today?
Well, gosh, I feel like you and this podcast is something I would naturally want to say, because I love you and your energy. And I have been listening. Now I was able to listen to one day. I was like, I'm on What's Wellness, like, binge.
A binge?
I'm binge.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was binge listening all day as I was cleaning. And I'm like, I've always loved your voice. I've said that to you before too. And I'm sure all your listeners are saying that you have this great voice. I've always loved it, listening to it in yoga. And so hearing it on the podcast, I'm like, wow, this she's doing her work. So yeah, I'm going to say I'm grateful for you and the platform that you're building, sharing tools with other people on how to feel better.
Thank you, Kristen. That's so sweet. It means so much to me. And I really appreciate you in my life, your friendship and your support and the ways that you're helping others help themselves. Just all the things. I want to give you a big, big hug.
Yay, virtual hug.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time and sharing on What's Wellness today. And I'm looking forward to the next time we get to share time and space.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed today's interview. And although the format for this episode was a little bit different than what you may have been used to in the past, I'm just so pleased to finally release this interview and hope you enjoyed. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, feedback, or requests, please email me, alia@aliayoga.com, spelled A-H-L-I-A. Please be sure to follow along on Instagram with me at What's Wellness Podcast and at Alia Yoga. You can tune in to audio recordings of my classes through my other podcast, simply called Alia Yoga, and purchase the video recordings from my website, which is, you guessed it, aliayoga.com/shop. Thank you once again for tuning in today. Be kind to yourselves and to one another, and have a wonderful rest of your day and rest of your week. Until next time, be well.